Move the candle this way a bit, he commanded. That's right. That's right. Let's see now. He pushed the mirror past the teeth and turned it gently. Ah, just as I thought. It's a Prattle and Johnson little snapper, sure enough. One of the old Mark IIIs, but with the extra safety catch. That's come a long way. OK, we know all about these, don't we? Cheese for tea, lads. There was nervous laughter from the watchers, but a voice said, Oh, they're easy. Who said that? Said Dark Tan sharply. There was silence. Dark Tan craned his head back. The young rats had carefully moved aside, leaving one looking very, very alone. Ah, nourishing, said Dark Tan, turning back to the trap's trigger mechanism. Easy, is it? Glad to hear it. You can show us how it's done, then.
When I said easy, nourishing began, I mean, In Brine showed me on the practice trap, and he said,
No need to be modest, said Dark Tan, a gleam in his eye. It's all ready. I'll just watch, shall I? You can get into the harness and do it, can you?
But I couldn't see too well when he showed us. Now I come to think about it, and
I'll tell you what, said Dark Tan. I'll work the trap, shall I? Nourishing looked very relieved. And you can tell me exactly what to do, Dark Tan added. Nourishing began. Now she looks like a rat prepared to rejoin the whittling squad really quickly.
Jolly good, said Dark Tan.
He carefully put his mirror away and pulled a length of metal out of his harness. He prodded the trap carefully. Nourishing shuddered at the sound of metal on metal.
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Here's a bar and a little spring and a catch. What shall I do now, Miss Nourishing?
Nourishing stuttered.
Things are creaking here, Miss Nourishing, said Dark Tan from the depths of the trap.
You wedge the thingy.
Which one is the thingy, Miss Nourishing? Take your time. Oh, whoops. Oh, this bit of metal is wobbling, but don't let me hurry you in any way.
You wedge the thingy.
Nourishing's eyes rolled wildly.
Maybe it's this big snap.
Nourishing fainted. Dark Tan slipped out of the harness and dropped onto the trap.
All fixed, he said. I've clipped it firm. It won't go off. Now you boys can drag it out of the way.
He walked back to the squad and dropped a lump of hairy cheese onto Nourishing's quivering stomach.
It's very important in the trap business to be definite, you see. You're definite or you're dead. The second mouse gets the cheese.
Dark Tan sniffed.
Well, no human coming here would have any difficulty thinking there's rats around now.
The other trainees laughed in the nervous, tittering way of people who've seen someone else attract the teacher's attention and are glad it isn't them. Dark Tan unrolled a scrap of paper. He was a rat of action, and the idea that the world could be pinned down in little signs worried him a bit. But he could see how useful it was. When he drew pictures of a tunnel layout, the paper remembered. It didn't get confused by new smells. Other rats, if they knew how to read, could see in their heads what the writer had seen. He'd invented maps. It was a drawing of the world.
Amazing stuff, this new technology, he said. So, there's poison marked here, two tunnels back. Did you see to it, Inbrine?
Buried and whittled on, said Inbrine, his deputy. It was the grey number two poison too.
Good rat, said Dark Tan. That's nasty eating.
There were dead kikis all around it.
I'll bet there were. No antidote for that stuff.
We found trays of number one and number three, too, said Inbrine. Lots of them.
You can survive number one poison if you're sensible, said Dark Tan. Remember that, all of you. And if you ever eat number three poison, we've got some stuff that will sort you out. I mean, you'll live in the end, but there'll be a day or two when you wish you were dead.
There's lots of poison, Dark Tan, said Inbrine nervously. More than I've ever seen before. Rat bones all over the place.
Important safety tip there, then, said Dark Tan, setting off along a new tunnel. Don't eat a dead rat unless you know what they died of. Otherwise, you'll die of it too.
Dangerous Beans says he thinks we shouldn't eat rats at all, said Inbrine.
Yeah, well, maybe, said Dark Tan. But out in the tunnels, you have to be practical. Never let good food go to waste. And someone wake up Nourishing.
A lot of poison,
said Inbrine as the squad moved on.
They must really hate rats here.
Dark Tan didn't answer.